In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. The privilege it is to preach on this anniversary day. The privilege it is to use the furniture, our passage from the Gospel of Luke, the very passage inspired the first record to give the title of the Transfiguration of this church, the first church in the Anglican world to be named so. The story of the Transfiguration is found in all three of the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, but only in Luke's version. It's a cryptic few words that trick the heart and the essence and strength of the record to name this church. Do you know what it is? You have to wait to the end of the sermon. That's the key. That's a great attention. But it's a short story because we have a lot to do today. But the story of the Transfiguration, indeed, the simple Christian theology is one of the limits of mystery of the whole Rosary. It tells Christians who we are. And yet, it is not at the forefront of the memory of any Christian, even committed Christian. Every day, people visit the church and they get short tours. And many people very active in the church are committed to Christ when they see the beautiful stained glass window of Bible and copy of the Transfiguration. And oh, what how can I do that for? The story is so important. It happens at the latter half of the ministry of Jesus when the cross and the dark days are looming. And it takes the three most constant times. Often called inner circle, Peter, James, and John, to a high mountain to pray. And the Bible was never given the name of the mountain, but tradition has given attestation it was Mount Tabor. And the strength of that name comes in the year 326 in Helena, the mother of the Emperor Constantine, in her old age, visits the Holy Land, and it changes her. And through her prayer and study, she put a church on Mount Tabor to say, this was the place. And for that time until now, that the church is shrines and monasteries built, torn down, and built again, and said, this is the place. As a matter of fact, they have a rock from Mount Tabor. And I moved it on and closed all the altars so that we could take Holy Communion. You can see it was acquired during Bishop St. John's time and working with us today. Bishop, I hope we have good faith to know what we can ask from ancient times. And then, and prayer, I guess, has always been maybe a little boring to some of the disciples, start falling asleep. But then suddenly, just for a moment, they were given a gift. The veil was lifted, and they saw Christ with all his divinity, shining and dazzling. But no sooner did they say, we both did lose once to give Elijah and Moses. Oh, that's right. Moses, Jesus was also speaking to the giver of the law, Moses, and the chief prophet, Elijah. And no sooner did that happen that it moved. And they were walking down the mountain to the ordinary law. Because it is all the time to have an ordinary law. And the church for 2,000 years has honored that story, and it has always asked the question, what was the purpose of it? Because in any thought, the one devotional thought was that perhaps the disciples needed, again, they were about to experience the dark days of rest, the torture, the death of Jesus. And so they gave them just a quick glimpse, that nerved their arms, endured their faith. And yes, when the dark day came, Peter did not even lose at this great time, and the disciples fled in fear except for John at the cross. But they weren't silent. They stayed together. How long did they stay together? And they were dead when the resurrected Lord appeared to them afterwards. And it's all who believe that they had that gift before their gospel, the same eternity. And the point of today's sermon is this. That the story of the Transfiguration wasn't just for Peter, James, and John, but for you and for me. Because every time we come to the Holy Eucharist, the Holy Communion, the Mass, that is our hour on Mount Tabor. The same thing happens. That sin ingrained in heaven and earth disappears, and the very presence of Christ comes to our lives. It's not too fast. It's not too persistent. It's the promise of the upper room, and that's what's going to encourage you in the last hour. when Jesus said, I've come for you to come together. My presence will be there. And so for 175 years, Daniel and Jesus, people have come to this church. And they have experienced the presence of Jesus in the sacrament. It is their hour of now pain. So may I suggest that now we become apathetic, or weak, or tired. And we take time to go to Mass. Think of the story of the Transfiguration. We need our hour without table, because it is the sacrament of Transfiguration. And so we receive the Holy Communion week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade. We'll form that waterfall of a long for hundreds of years. More and more the image of Christ in his presence. His conduit on earth, love and service for the gift. And now, I follow. What were the words in Luke version that so pricked the heart of the first lesson? What were the cryptic ones? Only in the Gospel of Luke, all the Gospels say the same things to Elijah and Moses, but only Luke tells us that they were talking about. They were talking about the partner that was to be a prophet in Jerusalem. And then a light bulb went off for the first lesson. He said, complain. Because if that involves suffering, you can never have resurrection and happen from also knowing and human life is from suffering. Also the other way around, when Joseph went and holy week and sent us the job page of our Lord, that is never separated from the glory of the resurrection, the promise of his sickness, and his presence in our lives. It's always meant for he wanted to build a church, a mouth table, the very best church for an entrance. Then his usual thoughts are full. He placed them outside of the town, and at that time they were a mental hospital. Because he believed that the poor needed not pay as much as the rich. That downtrodden needed as much as the comfortable. The hurting needed as much those who were at rest. And so the church is built that all would come in and experience the transformation of their lives in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And yesterday, we don't have to send the houses across the street. So the very simple combination. But let me tell you, we have just as much suffering as often have. No less than the day of our house. We have people kicking us out, and there's people hungry, there's people hurting, there's people lost and thirsty. Screaming, screaming to go out. And so we still have a mission and ministry. And may the church for the 12 years we have left. It's enough to see the mouth table to us with all who come to us. Blessed be God for the story of the Transfiguration. It's working us. Amen.